感谢主啊，让我们这个一年有这么一次机会，大家可以在这样的情况中一同相聚。
Thank the Lord that we have once a year such a gathering before Him.
我想可能呢，你们两个不同地方的聚会的人呢，恐怕很多人大概一年也没见哈。
I believe that the two sides from two churches you never met before this gathering.
感谢主啊，让我们能有
Thank the Lord
机会一同可以聚在他跟前。
So have this opportunity to gather before Him.
我这两个晚上呢，其实我不准备啊要讲什么道。
So for these two nights, I didn't plan to share the messages.
我在主面前等候寻求。
So I wait upon the Lord and wait for His message.
我觉得应该有一些话啊，我们相互的彼此能够有提醒。
So I'd like to have certain words to encourage each other.
因为我们已经啊来到可以说最末了的时代。
Because we already reached the very end of the ages.
在我自己里感觉的里面呢，也觉得这个时间呢恐怕不多。
So in me also, I have this sentiment that the time is running out.
那么主还留我们在地上。
And the Lord still let us live on earth.
主还把这么一点点紧要的机会啊留给我们。
So God leave us this very precious moment.
我们是不是应该啊要对自己呢有一个警戒啊。
So we need to be on the watch for ourselves.
我们能不能抓住这个最紧要的这一段的时间？
Are we able to take a grip of this most important precious moment?
能够把神所喜悦、神所认为对的侍奉献给他。
So we can offer to him what is acceptable, what is pleasing to him.
如果我们能这样做，
If we can do so,
我们可能呢会得着我们预想不到的那个荣耀。
So we may receive these glories unexpected.
所以我常常是提醒我自己的。
So I often remind myself.
在这么一点点的时间里面。
So in this short period of time.
是不容许我们犯错的。
So we're not allowed, the allowance to make mistake is very narrow.
我们要确确实实知道那个正路在哪里。
So we need to very much assure of where the right path is.
我知道如果我们错过这一点的机会，
If we miss this opportunity,
我们将来到主跟前呢，我们恐怕是要咬牙切齿的懊悔的。
Then when Lord Jesus comes and we approach him with a gnashing of our teeth.
所以因此呢，这两个晚上呢，我想呢，把一些我们在侍奉中啊，容易遇见的一些的情况呢，和弟兄姊妹们呢，有一点的交通。
So for these two nights, I'd like to share with you that in our service, the situation, conditions, we would most likely to encounter.
我知道，因为我们在两地的弟兄姊妹们都是一些有服事的人。
So I know that most of you, you are in one way or another in the service of the Lord.
我们也有点心愿呢，希望好好的跟随主。
So we all have this desire to follow Him.
我们希望我和弟兄姊妹们，我们没有失去这个机会啊。
So that all of us won't miss this opportunity.
所以呢，这两个晚上呢，我要和弟兄姊妹们交通到侍奉上面啊，我们很容易遇见的一些的情况。
So in these two nights, I'd like to share the situations we would like to encounter.
那么今天晚上呢，我要和弟兄姊妹讲到这个危机和转机。
So today I'd like to share the crisis and the turning point.
这个非常重要。
It is very important.
主若许可。
Lord willing.
明天晚上呢。
Tomorrow.
我要和弟兄姊妹讲到交账和结局。
So tomorrow I'd like to share the reckoning and the end.
我们晓得在圣经里面呢，有很多的经文啊，在这些方面给我们有警戒。
So we all know that the Bible contains passages to warn us.
所以我希望呢，这两次我们的交通呢，至少能给我们里面带来一点点的警戒。
So that I like to have this the warning among us through the passages in the Bible. Oftentimes when I pray before the Lord,
我感觉呢，我们已经来到末后的时代。
I feel like that we're approaching to the end of the ages.
天上的行动啊, 非常的快速。
And we shall see that the pace that of things happening in heavenly places is very fast.
而地上呢, 神的百姓呢, 这个反应呢, 就是非常的迟缓。
But our response to that what happened in heaven is very slow.
我们甚至常常感觉无所谓啊。
Sometimes we feel like it doesn't really matter.
反正过一天是一天吧。
So we just live one day after another. So sometimes I feel this anxiety in my heart.
当然我提醒自己,
but I remind myself.
我也希望弟兄姊妹们呢，大家呢能够束紧这个心思中的腰带起来跟从主。
I also hope that all of us is we all girdle up our loins of our heart.
我在各处呢也碰见一些爱主的弟兄姊妹。
So in many places, I met the brothers and sisters who love the Lord.
他们真是渴望在主来之前地上能有一个复兴。
So they all desire that there's a revival before the Lord comes.
但是到底主会不会做这件事呢? 我们不知道。
But whether the Lord will bring the revival on earth or not, we do not know.
我心里面也有这个渴望, 把望圣灵在地上还能够做一次复兴的工作。
In my heart, I also desire that the Holy Spirit can bring revival once more on earth.
但是也有一些有经验的弟兄们告诉我说呢，恐怕你这个盼望要落空。
But some of the experienced brothers told me that maybe your hope will be for short.
所以我常常讲，圣经中呢有秋雨的时代，有春雨的时代。
So Bible tells us there's a autumn rain and a spring rain.
那么我们晓得五旬节是 秋雨的时代,
so we all know that at the Pentecost is autumn rain.
好像圣经中所讲的春雨的时代在历史上还没有出现过样。
So in the history, we cannot find the period of time that's for spring rain.
所以有一次我跟一个年长的弟兄讲到这个点。
So once I have fellowship with the elderly brother about this point.
结果他告诉我说啊,
But he told me,
他说今天呢, 他就笑着讲, 今天很多的团体啊, 都已经在那里, 这个宣告,
he, with a smile, he said that many groups on earth already claim that they are already in the period of a spring rain.
但是我们看一看, 好像也不像吧。
But they don't look like they are in a spring rain.
弟兄姊妹们,
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们特别需要主的恩典。
We really need the special grace of the Lord.
在今天这个不见风不见雨的日子里面,
so in the day without rain and without wind,
我们能回归到一个正常的生活,
we may restore to the normal living,
维持里面跟主之间有活的连结,
so that in us we have this living connection with the Lord,
追求一个满有主丰富同在的聚会,
pursuing that the meetings with the fullness of Christ.
多么的重要。
So it is so important, crucial to us. Because we are supposed to be ready to meet the Lord.
所以希望呢, 主这两天呢, 给我们呢, 一个敞开的灵可以在主面前有交通了。
So I hope that these 2 days we may have the open spirit to have a fellowship with the Lord.
所以今天晚上呢,
so tonight,
我要和弟兄姊妹讲到在侍奉中啊, 我们说, 有的危机和转机。
So tonight I'd like to share this crisis and turning point in our service to the Lord.
我们要知道这个危机是怎么产生的呢?
So how did that crisis come about?
啊, 我们知道, 人堕落之后,
so after man fall,
啊, 撒旦要用人,
Satan like to take advantage of human.
那么神把我们拯救回来之后呢, 神也用我们。
After God saved us, God wanted to make use of us as well.
而我们这个人里面呢, 又是这么的复杂不完全。
But in us, they're so complicated, and our heart is so complicated.
所以呢, 我们如果从整个人类的历史上来看的话,
So if we look through the history of humankind,
所有神工作的那个危机啊，都是人造成的。
So all the crises that we experience are all made by man.
或者准确的讲，是仇敌借着人造成的。
Or to be more precise, it is Satan worked through man to create those crises.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
今天呢
，Today,
我们都知道，我们这个堕落的人呢。
Today, this fallen nature of man
是在神的工作中啊，带来危机的一个主要的原因。
It's the main cause, main reason that bring about the crisis.
因为我们里面呢，有仇敌所种下去的一些性质在里面。
So, because in us, Satan sowed the corrupt nature in us.
所以仇敌很容易在我们里面做工的。
So it's very easy for him to work in us.
任何一个时候，仇敌如果得住我们，在我们里面做工，就会造成一种的危机。
If he get opportunity to work in us, then it will bring about crisis.
所以我们请我们记得啊。
So please be be noted.
今天仇敌呢，他很多时候他不一定直接攻击。
So today, Satan may not attack us directly.
但是呢，他会借着堕落的人制造很多的危机。
But through the fallen man, he created many crises.
所以这个危机呢，可以说呢，是人堕落的人所造出来的东西。
So we can say that fallen man created all these crises.
我们真是稀奇，我们的神会用我们这些人。
So sometimes we wonder, why God use us?
因为堕落的人呢，是不确定的，也是不稳定的。
Because fallen nature in man is uncertain, it's unstable.
这个对我们今天来讲不难理解，对不对？
So we all understand this point.
我们都知道我们里面呢有很多不确定性的。
So we know that in us.There are many things uncertain.
我们里面也是很不稳定的。
And also we are not stable.
所以很容易好像就造成一种危机。
So often we produce these crises.
但是奇妙的是，神就是要用我们这些人。
But very strangely that the Lord wants to use men such as us.
神老早认识我们。
So the Lord knows us long before.
而他呢又有大能又全能。
And he is all powerful.
他不怕人有危机。
So he actually take a lightly of a crisis we made.
他只怕人怎么样呢？不会依靠他。
So what he worries about is that we do not rely on him.
我们都知道跟随主侍奉主啊，你不能很愚昧的。
Because we know that we should not be fool when we follow the Lord.
也不能很固执。
And we should not be stubborn when we follow the Lord.
很刚硬。
Meaning that we are so strong willed.
我想我讲这些啊，弟兄姊妹应该你们都能够领会到这个东西。
So I believe that brothers all understand these points.
你看看今天主在地上的工作。
So look at the works of the Lord on earth.
有的人就落到一种的说法，一种做法里面，非常的固执，很难改变。
Some people are just so stubborn. They are in such a mode. It's hard for them to change.
弟兄姊妹们，从旧约时代中，我们就看见这种情况。
From the Old Testament, we can see this such a condition.
当然，亚当夏娃呢是一个根源啊。
We know that Adam and Eve. Were the origin.
因为他们拣选知识，不拣选生命。
Because they chose the knowledge of good and evil instead of life.
他这个拣选本身就造成很大的错误。
So in the such choosing that created the huge crisis.
我里面常常有人感叹。
So oftentimes sigh in my heart.
直到今天呢。
Up to now.
我们看见地上很多神的百姓。人就喜欢知识，不喜欢生命。
Many people of God still prefer knowledge to life.
啊，尤其青年弟兄姊妹。
Especially young people.
啊，因为我们受了一些教育，我们的思想有点被开发，所以我们对知识这个东西有偏爱的。
Because we are educated, so we prefer knowledge.
我们不喜欢跟着生命。
We don't like to follow the life.
但是我们知道亚当的这个选择所带下来的后果是非常严重的。
But the consequence of Adam's choice bring about very significant result.
这个不仅是他叫神的工作没有办法进行。
Not only that, it prevents God from continuing to work.
那么连他们自己也落到了一个非常悲惨的光景中。
But also they fell into a very dire condition.
所以圣经把他们的故事很清楚地放在那里。
So Bible very clearly showed us their story.
但是呢我们明明看着那个东西是这样人就是走上这条路。
Even though we see very clearly what happened to them, but we still follow their track.
就好像我们人活的一代警告一代。
It's like we pass the warning to one generation to another generation.
那么做父亲的对儿子讲哎呀父亲已经犯了错误你们也不要犯这个错误了。
It's like a father tells a son that, Father, I made such a mistake, so you should try to avoid it.
结果呢这个儿子也是掉那个坑里去了。
But what happened is that the son also falls into the same mistake.
你就看见我们人类有一种的愚昧的东西在里面。
So there's a foolishness in human.
所以从亚当夏娃开始这一种所犯的错误一直到今天都在。
So the mistake that Adam made continues today.
当然我们知道亚当以后的子孙哎呀造成了许许多多的危机。
So we can see also the sons of Adam created so many crises.
我简单的这个把这个过去旧约的历史呢稍微的给大家提一下。
So briefly let me go through the Old Testament history.
我们看见到了挪亚的时代
So in the time of Noah
哇这个危机就大得不得了了
We can see that great crisis
那个几乎啊叫神的工作就断绝了
Almost stopped God's work
全世界的人都犯了罪了
So all men at the time sinned
到那个时候只有挪亚的一家
Only Noah and his family
哇从前呢我就说读到那段故事说呢哎呦我觉得这个真是太危险了。
When I read this story at the time when I was younger, I felt this danger in them.
你知道没如果没有挪亚一家的八口啊神的工作在这个世界中就完全失败。
Had not God found this, Noah's family, this eight people, then God's work will fail.
堕落的人给神的工作上带来的危机是多么的严重。
So we can see that fallen man create the crisis to such extent, so dangerous.
那我们知道，经过摩西，经过约书亚一些辉煌的时代。
We can also see through the time of Moses and Joshua, it seems like God brought the glorious days.
结果呢，到了四世纪的时候呢
？But when we come to Judges,
危机又来了。
We see crisis again.
他们不认识耶和华了。
Because they do not know Christ,
他们也不知道神为神百姓所做的事。
They do not know what God had done amongst them.
所以一下之间就有四百多年黑暗的时期。
So immediately, it brought about 400 years of darkness.
那后来虽然有复兴，有转机。
Even though later we saw the turning points and some revival,
那么神兴起了一个好的君王叫大卫。
God raised a very good king called David.
但是大卫的生命中也很多危机啊。
But we can see in the life of David also, it was full of a crisis.
他一生犯了三个大的错误。
We know that he made three big mistakes in his life.
那些错误呢，都要给以色列百姓带来非常大的一个危机。
So through these three mistakes, he brought this great crisis to God's people.
幸好大卫这个人呢，在神面前柔软。
But fortunately, that David was very meek.
他没有固执。
He was not stubborn.
所以神借着他那个柔软的个性呢，把这个危机变成转机了。
Through his gentleness, God turned crisis into turning point.
我想这故事弟兄姊妹都熟悉的。
So Francis, you are all familiar with the story.
然后等到到了列王的时代。
So in the time of kings,
每一个王都带进很大的危机。
So each king brought crisis to God's people.
所以就借着先知们在那里不断的做恢复的工作。
So God brought about prophets to perform the revival work.
所以我们会看见在旧约的时代里面。
So in the history of Old Testament.
那么这个故事就不断的在演了。
We see the same story occurred again and again.
因为这个危机。
Because of such crisis.
他们把神的工作带到偏离的光景中。
So they deviate from God's work.
带到危险的光景中。
They brought God's people in danger.
也带到错误的光景中。
And in mistake.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天你我要好好的侍奉主。
If you and I want to serve the Lord,
如果我们看不见这个世代的危机在哪里，
If you don't see the crisis of the time,
如果我们被陷入这种的错误的里面，
If we fall into such a danger and mistake,
弟兄姊妹，这是非常悲惨的事情。
It will be very sad.
所以我们读使徒行传的时候就知道了。
So when we read the Acts, we'll
教会在一开头的时候
in the very beginning of the church,
就在仇敌所制造的这些人的里面呢，制造了很多的危机。
So in the midst of all this Satan's work, there were many crises.
但是我们晓得奇妙就是神好像许可这些事情发生。
It seems like the Lord allows such things to happen.
所以教会历史也证明一件事情。
So the church history also proved this one point.
什么时候当危机变成转机的时候，
That is that whenever the crisis becomes turning point,
教会就变得成熟了。
The church grew maturely.
教会就变得强壮。
Church grew stronger.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们在这个末了的时代，
Now we are in the end time,
教会仍旧处在非常大的危机的一个状态。
So church now live in a very dangerous period.
所以我们求主施恩给我们。
So we pray that the Lord will be gracious to us.
要教导我们怎样的按照神的心意往前。
So we can move forward according to God's will.
让这些危机呢能变成转机。
So that the crisis may be turned into turning points.
我从这个圣经哈，还有我个人的经验里面，我提出一些点啊，和弟兄姊妹们一同有交通。
I like through the Bible and through my own experience to bring some points to share.
啊，我想今天呢，教会在地上除往前去，头一个最大的危机。
So the first crisis, as we walk after the Lord,
就是人本主义。
It is humanism,
或者是
secularism,
人文主义
secularism,
也可以说是理性主义
or the intelligence of human being.
那么我常常讲这个亚当啊非常聪明的。
I often think that Adam was super smart.
今天没有地上没一个人能像亚当这么聪明。
I don't think now we can find anybody smarter than Adam.
亚当的聪明都敌不过仇敌。
But his smart, his intelligence cannot use to compete with Satan.
我们堕落之后，我们的智慧呢，是更是赶不上亚当。
So our intelligence actually falls far short of Adam's.
但是呢，我们人呢，偏偏的喜欢呢，凭自己的聪明、智慧来侍奉神。
But we very stubbornly persisted in using our intelligence, our smartness to serve the Lord.
我们知道加拉太的教会啊。
We know the church at the Galatians.
就是被这个人的这个东西啊，那么侵入，所以呢，造成了危机。
So the crisis occurred at the church at the Galatians, caused by the human element.
弟兄姊妹，打开加拉太书第一章。
Please turn to Galatians chapter 1.
这个第一节里面。
The first verse.
你看它有个刮胡的话。
It has a parenthesis.
在这里说，做使徒的保罗不是由于人，也不是借着人，乃是借着耶稣基督与那叫他从死里复活的父神。
He says, Paul, an apostle, and parenthesis, not sent from men, not through the agency of men, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead.
这个第十节啊
and verse 10,
到十二节
through 12,
他说我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？我岂是讨人的喜欢吗？惹人就讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。弟兄们，我告诉你们，我素来所传的福音不是出于人的意思，因为我不是从人领受的，也不是人教导我的，乃是从耶稣基督启示来的。
For am I now seeking the favor of man or of God, or am I striving to please men? If I were to try to please men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ.For I would have you know, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to men, for I neither received it from men, nor was I taught it, but I received it through the revelation of Jesus Christ.
第二章第六节
Chapter 2, verse 6.
至于那些有名望的，不论他是何等人，都与我无干。神不以外貌取人，那些有名望的，并没有加增我什么。
But from those who were of high reputation, what they were makes no difference to me. God shows no partiality, while those who were of reputation contributed nothing to me.
这里保罗所讲的那个人是指的那个堕落的人。
So here, when Paul mentioned men, he talked about the fallen man.
这个堕落人，他的智慧，他的知识，他的经验。
So the wisdom and the knowledge and the experience of fallen man
只能制造那些所谓似是而非的学问。
So it can only produce those right on the outside, but actually it's wrong in nature.
我们都晓得今天基督徒是有知识的。
So we all know that Christians do possess knowledge.
这个知识呢是从启示来的。
But this knowledge comes from revelation.
不是从人的这个智慧呀、啊、那么来的。
It's not from human wisdom.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我常常讲，圣经这本书啊，根本就不是用人的智慧写出来的书。
So I often mention that the Bible was not written from wisdom of man.
所以保罗在哥林多前书第二章很清楚告诉我们。
So Paul in the 1 Corinthians chapter 2 tells us very clearly because Paul himself was a person of intelligence.
他是一个充满智慧的人。
He's a man full of wisdom.
他懂得什么是人的智慧。
He knows very well what human wisdom
is. 但他告诉我们说呢，人的智慧呢，只不过是败亡之人的智慧。
But he says that the human wisdom is the wisdom ofdeath.
那么这个智慧呢不能明白神的。
And with this wisdom, man cannot understand God.
所以你读圣经你可以记忆，你可以读出什么地理历史天文这些东西。
So even though from the Bible you can learn the history, geography, and any other things.
但是你没办法明白圣经。
But you're not able to understand the Bible.
圣经是用神奥秘的智慧写出来的书。
Because Bible was written by the mystery of God's wisdom.
只有神给人的里面的智慧，你用那个智慧，你可以懂得圣经。
Only with the wisdom given by God can we understand the Bible.
所以保罗深深地知道一件事情，这个从堕落的人里面所产生出来的智慧，那个只有毁坏神的工作。
So the wisdom that comes from fallen man can only destroy God's work.
所以你们现在有知识人就晓得。
So those among us who are intelligent.
今天在美国。
In America today.
几乎所有的有名的没有名的神学院呢，统统被所谓的这个新派把它攻进去。
All the Bible colleges, seminaries all now occupied.By this neo-orthodox theologies.
对，什么叫做 这个新派的神学呢
？What is called a neo-orthodox theology?
就是理性主义。
It is based on the intelligence of man.
每一样事物啊，都要你头脑能够明白、能够了解的，你才能接受。
They only ask you to accept the things that you can accept through your mind.
弟兄姊妹们，不要轻看这个东西。
So let's not take it lightly.
这个东西啊，已经掳掠了几乎大半所有的弟兄和姊妹。
It captured the heart of many brothers and sisters.
非常可怕。
It's very dangerous and terrifying.
什么东西都从人的经验、人的智慧、人的想法里面来说。
Everything is based on human experience, human thought.
每一样事物都要这个，要好像能够讲得通的。
So everything have to be judged by human wisdom.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这一些的思想啊，这个从人来的东西啊，造成了教会非常大的危机。
So such idea brings about great crisis in the church.
我们要知道，讲述这些人的，讲述这些东西的人都是很聪明的人。
Those who preach such idea are very smart.
都是很有学问的人。
They are very intelligent.
但是弟兄姊妹们，这些东西成为教会非常大的一个危险。
But they bring such danger to God's church.
我们很多事情呢，那么。好像因为我们是一个人啊
，because we are also a human being，
我们有我们的理智
，we have our own reasoning。
所以呢，当我们读圣经说呢，对神的大能、对神的全能，有很多时候我们就有怀疑啊。
So sometimes we doubt God's power and His intelligence。
但是呢，我们知道任何时候。我们把人的智慧放进来的时候，对神的工作上面就造成危机。
So as long as you mix human wisdom, then will create crisis in God's work.
我们也很容易跟从人的。
And also, it's very easy for us to follow another man.
世界上，你看用很多的名望啊，用很多的这些人的东西吸引人。
So that's why this world uses this reputation of man and the wisdom of man to attract us.
保罗在没有得救的时候，他也是这样，他跟着摩西走的。
So before Paul was saved, he also followed Moses.
等到他蒙恩得救之后呢，他才知道不能这样。
After he was saved, he knew that he can no longer do so.
是神把他的儿子启示在他的里面。
It is God who revealed God's Son in him.
就救了摩西从这个堕落的人的智慧经验里面。把他拯救出来。
It saved him from human experience and wisdom.
所以他深深地知道这件事情对神百姓的影响是什么。
So he knew very well that how it impacted God's people.
他说那些有名望的人并没有加增我什么。
So that's why he said those of a good reputation didn't contribute anything to me.
这个一点都不是保罗个人的骄傲。
It's not from his pride he said this thing.
因为他知道这是两个不同的境界。
Because he knows that these two belong to two different realms.
一个是在人聪明头脑所以弄出来的境界。
One sphere is based on human wisdom.
另外一个境界呢，在启示的境界里面。
Another sphere actually belongs to the revelation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
今天。地上的教会有非常大的危机。
Today, there's great danger in the Church of God on earth.
这个危机是从堕落的人所带进来的。
And it is fallen men bring about such crisis.
所以我们需要活在圣灵的启示光。
So we need to live under the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
否则我们非常难分辨这些东西。
Otherwise, it's very hard for us to be able to discern.
这个真的是非常非常的可怕。
So it's very dangerous.
那么第二个方面
second aspect,
就所谓的宗教
is so-called religion.
我们知道犹太人呢
We all know Jews.
神把他自己的心意托付给犹太人。
God entrusted his will to Israel.
最后呢，神的这个托付呢，变成犹太教。
But later they turned the entrustment from God into religion.
我们请看一下加拉太书第一章。
So let's turn to Galatians chapter 1.
第六节。
Verse 6.
他我稀奇你们这么快离开呢，借着基督之恩召你们的去从别的福音，那并不是福音，不过有些人搅扰你们，要把基督的福音更改了。但无论是我们是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们与我们所传给你们的不同，他就应当被咒诅。
I'm amazed that you are so quickly deserting him who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel, which is really not another, but there are some who are disturbing you and want to distort the gospel of Christ. But even if we or anAngel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to what we have preached to you, he is to be accursed.
第九节，我已经说了，现在又说，若有人传福音给你们，与你们所领受的不同，他就应当被咒诅。
So as we have said before, so I say again now, if any man is preaching to you a gospel contrary to what you receive, he is to be accursed.
我们知道犹太人呢，他们旧约的那个敬拜为什么会变成犹太教？
So we know the Jews, how they turn the worship into religion.
我们知道当初啊，神把那个会幕建造起来的时候，
So at that time they established the tabernacle.
那里最重要的一件事情啊，
The most important article in that tabernacle.
就是在至圣所里面，
That's in the Holy of Holies.
有神的荣光在那里。
There was glory of God.
那个今天来讲就是神的同在在哪里。
In today's language, it is the presence of God.
这个大祭司呢，身上带着一个胸牌，对不对？
So, high priest carried a breastplate.
有各样的宝石在上面。
And there were many jewels.
那么还有呢，一个东西叫土灵，一个叫乌明啊，两个东西。
There's two things called Tumim and
Urim. 那么这个东西呢，在神的跟前，大祭司带这东西，它会发光的。
So these two things actually glows in the pocket of high priest.
所以神就等于对他们说话。
So that God speaks to them through this means.
所以犹太人在旧约时代中，他们的侍奉如果是正常的。
So in the normal condition in the Old Testament when they served the Lord.
是因为有神的同在。
Because God's presence.
因为有神给他们的启示。
Because of revelation from God.
所以我们晓得到后来呢，这犹太人呢弄得把约柜也丢掉了。
But we know that later as it developed that.Jews even lost the ark.
他们跟神之间的交通断绝了。
Their communication, fellowship with God broken.
他们在外面还在做那些侍奉的事。
But they continue to worship the Lord and perform many services.
那么他们就靠着什么呢？靠这些祭司们呢，律法师呢，靠着这些拉比们呢，就开始解释神的话语。
So through the priests, through rabbis, they interpreted God's word.
所以解释来解释去呢，结果变成那个犹太教。
So they interpret it in this way, in that way, later it turned into religion.
变成一个宗教。
It became religion.
哇，弟兄姊妹，这是一个仇敌何等厉害的工作。
So this is one of the most critical work from Satan.
啊，他们的教导呢，并没有错。
So their teaching actually.Is correct.
所以保罗说到他们说没有说用异端啊或者错误啊，保罗是另一个福音。
So Paul didn't say what they taught is wrong, but he says another gospel.
啊，他用福音这个字，因为他们说的是好事情。
So he used the term gospel because what they preached was good thing.
他没有教导人犯罪。
They didn't tell you to sin.
啊，他乃是叫你要做好事情。
They tell you to do good things.
但是呢，那个不是从神的同在的启示里面产生的。
But it does not come from the revelation or the presence of God.
是从人的智慧 经验里面教导出来的。
It comes from human wisdom and experience.
所以呢，我常常讲这个犹太教呢是一个变质的东西。
So I often said that Jewish religion actually is the things that
degeneration.
Degenerated.
对 ，degenerated 啊，弟兄姊妹们，这个字你要记住。
So you,
变质的东西。
So you need to remember this word, degeneration.
我想你们这个生活上我们都有这样的经验啊。
So we all have this similar experience in our life.
我们在家里吃食物呢，那个食物最重要要新鲜，对不对啊
？We know that the food we eat have to be fresh.
啊，假使那个东西变质了，你敢吃吗
？But it is spoiled, you're not able to eat it.
你敢吃吗？
Are you able to, you dare to eat the food spoiled?
所以我常常讲，这个变质的食物啊，恐怕比毒药更毒。
But sometimes it's more poisonous than poison.
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天如果地上的教会变成一个宗教，那就是比毒药更毒。
If today's church becomes religion, then it's more poisonous.Than poison.
但是今天我们看见神的教会在地上很多的地方都变质。
But we see that today that many places church has become degenerated.
没有神的同在。
There's no presence of the Lord.
没有神的启示。
There's no revelation from God.
只有人的智慧。
But full of man's wisdom.
这是多么可怕的一个东西。
It is very dangerous thing.
啊，有一次我在台湾啊。
Once I was in Taiwan,
这个特会里面我讲到这个宗教对于教会所产生的危害。
In a special meeting, I shared that how religion undermined the church of God.
那么我讲完之后，最后一天我们一个问题解答。
So after I shared that at the last day of the retreat, we had this Q&A session.
啊，比方说明天早晨我们就有一堂叫问题解答。
So for example, tomorrow morning, We will have a Q&A session.
当天晚上就很多弟兄姊妹发问题来了。
So at that night, brothers and sisters wrote up many questions.
他说：“你说这个宗教会危害教会，那么你告诉我什么是宗教
？”So because since you said religion undermines the church, so tell me what religion is.
弟兄姊妹，你懂得什么是宗教吗
？Do you know what religion is, brothers and sisters？
我们懂得什么是宗教吗？
Do you understand what religion is?
如果让你来给宗教下个定义，你怎么解释？
If we ask you to define what religion is, can you explain it?
我接到那个题目的时候已经晚上十点多了。
So at the time I received that question, it was already 10 o'clock at night.
因为我要睡觉。
I was ready to go to bed.
哎呀，这么多题目来问我什么是宗教。
So, but I received this such a question, so what is religion?
哎呀，我说我闯祸了啊
！So I said, "Oh, I made a big mistake."
哎呀，他们弄这个问题反过来问我了。
Now they now turn to me, asking me the question.
我想今天晚上我可是不能睡觉。
So now I couldn't sleep now tonight.
我就开始有点紧张啊。
So I became very anxious.
我就在想什么是宗教。
So because I was thinking about what religion is.
哎呀，我在想啊，这个宗教还不太好下定义呢，对不对啊
？So and I realized that it's very difficult to define what religion is.
那么就是想了很多啊。
So I thought about many things.
但是好像也不太好解释。
But still couldn't find the answer for this question.
其实我心里面有点着急，我想这样吧，明天呢，我请那个 Dana 弟兄帮忙一下。
So I became very anxious. I said to myself, tomorrow I'll ask Brother Dana to answer this question.
因为这个 Dana 呢，他读过神学，他应该懂得什么叫宗教。
Because Dana studied in the seminary, so he must have knowledge of what religion is.
弟兄姊妹，我们可能呢，我们里面都能够感觉到什么宗，但要讲出来很难，对不对？
Sometimes we feel like we know what religion is, but it's very hard to explain.
我相信你们都知道什么是宗教，但是要叫你给宗教来个解释、下个定义，不太容易，对不对
？I believe that all of us know what religion is, but it's very hard to define it. What it is.
感谢神的怜悯。
But thank the Lord for His mercy.
就在我睡觉之前
，Right before I go to bed,
圣灵在我里面都点了一下。
Holy Spirit just touch me a little bit.
哇，姐，我整个里面亮起来了。
All of a sudden, I felt enlightened.
哇，原来在约翰福音第四章里面讲得很清楚。
Actually, in the John's chapter 4.
啊，约翰福音第四章说什么呢？
So in chapter 4 of John, what does it say?
如今我们拜父是在灵和真实里面拜神。
He said, today we worship God in spirit and truth.
凡不在灵和真实里面敬拜的都是宗教。
Whoever do not worship God in spirit and truth, then he is in the religion.
真点火，我里面快乐得不得了啊。
When I was enlightened, I was so happy.
我也不需要去找 Dana。
So、I don't have to ask Dana to help me out.
那天晚上呢，我就从晚上一觉睡到天亮啊，非常
so,
非常安心。
Then I had a very good sleep.
所以第二天早晨呢，我就上台去解释什么叫宗教。
So next morning, so I went to the podium to explain what religion is.
凡不在灵和真实里面敬拜的那个就是宗教。
Whoever do not worship God in spirit and truth, then he's worshiping in the religion.
所以这个告诉我们，你不要定罪别人是宗教。
So it tells us that we should not accuse others of being religious.
如果今天我们在主面前，我们的敬拜不在灵和真实里面，老实讲，我们做的外面也是一个宗教行为。
So if today our worship is not in the spirit and truth, then we are in the religion.
哇，感谢主！我那天这么一讲啊，下面好多弟兄姊妹们，大家都很开心啊。
So thank the Lord at that morning that when I explained in such way that I see that many branches there are all very happy and joyful.
耶，弟兄们散会就跟我讲，孙弟兄你真的聪明。哎，我说你搞错了。
So some branches come to me after meeting says, oh, brother, you're very wise. I said, oh, you made a mistake.
我说我一点都不聪明。
So I'm not smart.
若不是圣灵在里面开启，我哪有这个智慧呢？
Unless Holy Spirit touched me, I wouldn't get such an answer.
也好多弟兄姊妹跑来跟我讲说，哎呀，我们多年来啊，那个问题我们也知道，但讲不清楚。你这一句话就讲清楚了，太好了。
And some brothers and sisters come to me and says, oh, we struggle with this definition of religion for so many years. Now today, we got the answer. You explained it so clearly.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
oh, dear brothers and sisters,
我们看看今天主在地上的教会。
Let's take a look at today's church on earth.
真是极大的悲剧啊。
So we fall into such a tragic.
多少人活着的都是活着一个宗教的一个活动。
Many people just live in religious activities.
哎呀，我们有些中国大陆来的弟兄姊妹们在说，我们是基督教徒，讲得很大声。
Some brothers and sisters from mainland China said, we are a Christianity.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不是信奉基督教。
So dear brothers, we don't believe in Christianity.
今天我们的信仰变成了一个宗教，这是个大的悲剧啊。
See, today our faith become religion is a great tragedy.
千万下面人家以后人家问你说你信什么宗教，你说我什么宗教也不信。
So, next when people ask you what religions you believe, you say, I don't believe in any religion.
我相信耶稣基督是神的儿子。
Instead, we should say, I believe Christ Jesus is God's son.
我们不是宗教徒。
We're not the follower of a religion.
这是仇敌的诡计。
This is a scheme of the devil.
我再说啊，主来的日子很近。
I know that, again, I want to say the coming of the Lord is approaching.
我们要抓住这最末了的一点点的时间呢，要回到正路上去。
We need to get hold of this, the very small, the short precious moment to get back to the right track.
你知道斯百克弟兄啊，有一句非常严厉的话。
We know that Brother Spark once, said it very severely.
他说啊，基督教是教会最大的仇敌。
He says Christianity is the biggest enemy to the church.
Greatest enemy.
Greatest enemy.
最大的
to the church.
你想这个真的是敢这么讲啊。
Who can dare to say such a thing?
今天呢弟兄姊妹们，你除非眼睛得开。
Unless your eyes are open.
否则我们可能被这个宗教的气氛整个把它包围住。
You wouldn't be able to escape the the wrap of religion.
我在说，保罗说这个是另一个福音，是个福音。
So Paul says this is another gospel.
是常常有很多弟兄姊妹跟你看，人家基督教里面讲的这个也没有错，也是好的。那么讲的都是道德，讲的都是善行，对不对？
So many brothers and sisters says, oh, what they teach is also very good because they talk about the good things in life.
但是在保罗的眼中看，那是另外一个福音。
But in the eyes of Paul, it's another gospel.
你知道另外一个福音，他说受到的那个咒诅是何等的厉害啊。
See, the punishment that they will receive who preach such a gospel is very severe.
我们要非常的小心。
So we need to be extremely careful.
今天我们在跟随主走这条道路啊。
As we follow the Lord in this path.
那么今天这个宗教的气氛成为我们一个最大的影响。
We are surrounded by this atmosphere of religion.
需要仰望主的怜悯。
So we need to look up to the Lord's mercy.
我们不能让我们的在主面前的侍奉和敬拜变成一种宗教行为，那是太可怕了。
So we cannot turn a worship and service to the Lord into religion.
你到今天到欧洲去看。
If you go to Europe today,
到处是大礼拜堂。
You see the great grand church buildings.
里面没几个人。
But there are very few people inside.
整个气氛都是僵死的。
So you felt this atmosphere of death.
但是很多人很愚昧啊，还在那个情况里面还在那里敬拜。
But some people are very foolish. They still worship in such place.
所以弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
旧约的以色列百姓
The Israel in the Old Testament
怎样把对那位永生神的侍奉把它变成犹太教
How did they turn the worship of the living God into religion?
今天我们不能把主所托付给我们的也变成一个宗教
Today,We cannot turn what God entrusted to us into another religion.
但是今天这个危机是非常大的。
But we can see such a crisis among us.
我们仰望主的怜悯。
We need to look up to God's mercy.
你知道三百年前呢
？You know that 300 years ago,
所谓的弟兄运动
，there was a movement called the Brethren Movement.
他们就是摆脱宗教，是吧
？They escaped from religion.
摆脱传统的基督教。
They left the traditional Christianity.
所以到今天呢，我在主面前常常有时候回想，我觉得那个运动给我们带下来、留下来的，能够影响我们有两件重要的事情。
So, through my meditation, I think there's two things came from this movement.
一个是简单。
One is the simplicity.
就今天呢，我们用最简单的形式在主面前来敬拜。
So we worship God in the utmost simplicity.
因为我们所注重是灵。
Because we focus on our spirit.
不是注重外面的仪教这个仪式。
Not the exterior rituals.
啊，这是我们弟兄们带给我们很大的福气啊。
This is what the movement of brethren bring to us.
我们知道我们是神的儿女。
It is a great blessing. We are children of God. So our worship is a house of God.
还有一个点
So another point.
带给我们很准确 accuracy.
So it's a, they brought about accuracy of God's word.
让我们能准确地按照主的话来侍奉神。
So we should accurately follow the Lord based on God's word.
这些东西救我们脱离这种宗教的这种的影响。
So these two things help us escape from the influence of religion.
因为我的时间不多，我想我不能讲的太多啊。
Because I don't have much time, so I cannot delve into this.
这是我们在末后的时代，在主面前侍奉主啊，今天教会所遇见的重大的危机。
So these are the crises that the church today encounter.
第三个点。
Now third point.
就是偏离生命。
Is that we deviate from life.
我想这个我圣经不读了啊。
So I'll skip the reading of this passage.
因为这些圣经很熟。
Because we all are very familiar with this passage.
提摩太前书三章十六节告诉我们。
First Timothy 3:16 tells us.
他说这家就是永生神的教会。
So he says this, this is God's house, the church of eternal God.
我们的神是生命。
Our God is a God of life.
这什么意思啊？
What does that mean?
对他来讲，一切都是活的。
To him, everything is living.
另外一面来讲的话呢
？In other word,
对于他的教会里面，他所要求的每样都是生命。
So he requires everything in the church has to be living.
如果今天你所做的不出于生命，神不能接纳的。
So if whatever we do is not based on life and cannot produce life, then it's not acceptable.
再好，神也不能接受。
No matter how good it is in the eyes of man.
所以神的儿女们既然从主得到这个生命。
So since we receive this life from God.
我们的生活就应该跟着这个生命。
So our life should follow this life.
我们的侍奉也应该根据这个生命。
Our service should follow this life.
我想我在你们中间已经讲过这些道。
So I think, I believe that I shared the message with you.
但今天呢，我要再着重的强调一下。
Today I would like to put more emphasis on it.
我们讲过约翰福音一章第四节是很重要的话。
We know that John chapter 1 verse 4 tells us very important.
那里讲说生命在他里头。
It says in him was life.
生命在基督里面。
The life was in Christ.
所以在约翰福音五章里面呢
So in John chapter 5,
那么主耶稣就讲说你们查考圣经因为你们以为内中有永生。
He said, you searched scriptures believing that there is life in it.
然而你们不肯到我这里来得生命。
But you're not willing to come to me to receive life.
我知道你们现在在东岸这个查经班呢是很风行的。
So I know that in the East Coast, the Bible study classes are very prosperous.
哇，我碰见许多住的弟兄姊妹们呢，他们这个读圣经蛮用功的。
So I met brothers and sisters; they are very industrious in studying the Bible.
哎，这个圣经里面呢，这个关于这个知识，这个什么人物什么都搞得蛮清楚的。
They can. Tell this character, that character, they are very familiar with the Bible.
每一次啊，这个在这个查经聚会的时候啊
，So the in the Bible class,
哇，这个人这个意见，那个人那个意见
，They have many different opinions, ideas.
所以常常那个查经班完了之后啊
，So oftentimes after Bible study,
你看见那个出来的人都是脸红脖子粗的
，But sister, they look very pumped up.
因为呢，刚刚呢，经过一番的激烈的争辩。
Because during the Bible study, they argued with each other.
那么这些还算是好的呢。
Well, this is we can consider a good.
那个不好的更是乱七八糟的，对吧
？The in the worst case is like chaos.
但弟兄姊妹们，主已经很清楚告诉我们。
Lord tells us very clearly.
你们查考圣经，你们以为内中有永生。
He says, you search the scriptures.Believing there is life in it.
但是你不肯到我这里来得生命。
But you are not willing to come to me for life.
所以我曾经问过弟兄姊妹啊。
So once I asked brothers and sisters,
生命在不在圣经里呀？
Does Bible have life?
我今天又问你们了。
So I will ask you today again.
生命在不在圣经里呀？
Does Bible contain life? Does life?In the Bible,
很多人点头在。
Some people knock their head says yes. In the Bible,
没有摇头的吗？有没有摇头的
？Do we find someone shake their hands?
有
their heads.
有摇头的。
Some people.
因为你们听过我讲过嘛。
Because you heard my message.
我刚刚已经讲了，约翰福音第五章很清楚告诉我们，生命不在圣经里。
I just told you that in Bible chapter 5, John's Gospel says Bible does not contain life.
那么生命在哪里
？So where is life?
在它里面。
It's in him.
那我们说那么叫大家读圣经查圣经干嘛呢对不对
Then we said, what's the point of encourage brothers and sisters to study the Bible?
难怪我们查圣经的时候只注重一些字句道理只注重那些什么历史背景啊什么地理背景只搞这些东西去了。
No wonder that we focus on this background of the Bible and all this history and geography.
不错读圣经是为了要得生命。
Yes, so study Bible is for having life.
很简单，你要把圣经中基督的意义读出来，你就得生命。
So it's very simple that you need to understand from the Bible the meaning of Christ.
没有叫你读这些东西。我在中国大陆碰见一个年轻弟兄。
I met a young brother in mainland China.
有天他跑来问我，他孙弟兄啊， 保罗的身高有多少。
One day he asked me, he says, how high was Paul?
我说你为什么问这个问题。
And I asked him, I said, why do you ask such question?
他说我回去要查经。
He says, I need to go back to study the Bible.
必须要讲得准确。
I need to be very accurate in sharing the Bible in the Bible study class.
我说弟兄，这是无聊的问题，不要紧。
I told him that this is a nonsense. You don't have to know that.
没有人会知道保罗身高有多少。
Nobody knows how high Paul was.
知道也没什么意义。
Even though you know it, it's meaningless.
你搞这些东西干什么呢？
Why do you want to find out?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们读圣经的目的是要得到生命。
See, the reason we study the Bible is in order to gain life.
但是你必须摸到圣经中的基督，你才有生命。
You have to get in touch with the Christ in the Bible. Then you have that matters.
所以我从那个地方推出了一连串的很多问题，你们应该还记得啊。
So remember the last time that in the message I also brought up a lot of points.
我再问你们呢。
Let me ask again.
我觉得我们人有的时候不太容易记住这些东西，恐怕需要 repeat 很多遍呢。
I sometimes find out that we don't retain the some of the things we said, so we need to repeat again and again.
我再问你，生命在不在诗歌里面呢？
So I ask you again, there's a life in the hymns?
在不在啊？
Is there life in him?
现在你敢讲不在了，对不对？
Now you can answer no.
我要不讲你也不敢讲，对不对？
Because if I don't tell you before, then you
那我们唱诗歌干什么？
So then, if there's no life in the hymn, then what's the point of singing it?
难怪很多时候唱诗歌变成聚会的一个节目了。
No wonder that many times singing hymns become part of a ritual.
不对，不对。
No, no, no.
那么也许好一点，就说，唱唱诗歌啊，会把这个聚会的气氛弄好一点，对吧
？But some brother says, "Oh, you know, singing hymns can bring the atmosphere."
也不对
，It's a wrong answer.
我们唱诗歌的目的为了亲近主，要从主得生命嘛，对不对
？The reason we sing hymns is to get closer to the Lord.
所以你唱歌
时，
你要守住个原则，你要摸到诗歌中的基督，那么就摸到生命。
So the principle is that when we sing the hymns, we need to get in touch with the Christ behind the hymns.
所以你每次唱歌诗歌的时候，你不仅注意那个歌词，你要把心向着主。
Not only we need to focus on the lyrics, but also we need to open our hearts when we sing.
难怪有些弟兄姊妹，有些诗歌唱了一百多遍了，每次唱都会流泪呀。
So no wonder some brothers who sing a hymn 100 times, but whenever they sing it,They always cry.
有人说，这首诗歌十年前我唱的时候流泪，那么十年以后没眼泪了。
Some people say, oh, you know, 10 years ago I sing these hymns, I cried, but now I don't feel anything.
因为你现在唱完了，刚讲，刚唱哪首诗歌你也不知道，你不记得。
Because you don't even remember the hymn that you just sang.
我再问啊。
So let me ask another.
也是问过的问题。
Question. So I asked it before, but I asked
again. 生命在不在聚会里啊？
So, is there life in the meeting, in gatherings?
在不在啊?
Is there life in gatherings and meetings?
不敢讲。
So,
young people,
you dare not to say.
Give me an answer. Yes or no?
Yes or no?
Yes?
Yes.
What do you mean yes?
What do you mean by yes?
Yeah. 生命在聚会里吗?
So, is there life in the meetings?
不在聚会里。
No.
你永远记住，生命只在他里面。
So、you always, we need to always remember the life in Him is in Him.
如果基督在这里，生命就在这里。
If Christ is here, then there is life.
所以，我们基督徒聚会是来敬拜主来的。
So Christian gathering is for worship Lord.
你看看，我们要改变这种习惯。这种态度多么不容易啊
！So it's very difficult to break the habit in our.
你每一次来聚会，你要一个感觉，我要和弟兄姊妹一同来敬拜主。
So whenever you come to the meeting, you should feel that I want to worship the Lord with brother and sister together.
你说主啊，我来聚会一定要摸到你的同在。
You says, Lord, I come to meeting, I have to touch you.
你必须要把你的同在赐给我们的聚会。
I have to touch your presence. I have to.
这样你来聚会，弟兄姊妹们。你就不一样了。
I have to feel your presence. Whenever you have such a thought and attitude, then every meeting will be different.
即使我们讲台讲得不太好,
even though the message itself is not
但是呢,
well,
你可以从基督的生命,
but you can still gain life in Christ.
这是多么重要的一件事情。
What an important matter it is.
就亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们要求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
有的时候我会发现那个属灵的好的习惯呢也是养成的。
You know, the spiritual habit is a good habit. It needs to be cultivated.
坏习惯也是养成的。
And the bad habit in your spiritual pursuit also was cultivated.
哎我们说、哦、我感谢主今天晚上有聚会了我就带着耳朵来听我就坐在那里。
So sometimes we say, oh, there's a gathering tonight, so I just came with my ears.
听呢,
but sitting there, just sitting there.
讲道也不精彩, 也不吸引人。
You said that message was not great, not attractive.
感谢主我来了我也坐在这儿。
But thank the Lord I came anyway and I sit there.
我想很多神的儿女们都是这种习惯。
I think many brothers and sisters have such a habit.
不来也不大好, 对不对?
They felt like it's not good,
来了也没什么意义，变成这样。
你
那么有聚会干嘛呢？对不对
？There's not much they can gain.
不，我们不能聚这样的会。
Dear brothers, we cannot gather like this.
一定要聚个满有主同在的聚会。
We have to come to meet with the fullness of Christ.
主今天晚上是在我们中间的。
Christ is with us tonight.
但是你的灵摸到了吗
？But is your spirit getting touch with Him?
如果你摸到，你就摸到生命了。
If you touch the spirit.Then you touched life.
所以你从这个观点上就知道今天地上的教会偏离生命已经偏离得有多么的厉害。
So from this point, you can see how far we deviated from life.
这真是今天地上教会一个重大的危机啊。
So this is a great crisis in the church.
不注重生命。
We don't focus on life.
所以呢你们原谅我这样讲有很多侍奉主的人呢
Please pardon me that many servants of God
也没有说好生命可以供应
They do not possess life to distribute it to brothers and sisters
就东拉西扯的把这世界上什么东西都拿到教会里面讲讲
So they often bring many things from the world to the church and share that with the brothers and sisters
结果呢很多有的好一点的那满足你的头脑了也没有满足你的心灵你知道吗
The goodAmong them, maybe just satisfy your mind, but not your spirit.
这个真的叫主的工作遇见非常大的危机。
So that we create this crisis for the Lord.
所以这第三个点偏离生命。
So this is the third point, deviation from life.
我只能简单的解释。
So I have to put it in a very simple way.
第四个点。
So the fourth point.
这里保罗在加拉太书里面也讲到
So in Galatians, Paul mentioned
他说你们是靠圣灵入门呢却靠肉体来成全
He said you enter through spirit but you want to fulfill it through the flesh
你知道这个肉体啊这很奇妙的东西有它有两面的情况一方面是躲避神的工作懒惰做神的工作但另外一面他就很热心为神的工作
There are two sides of flesh One side is try to run away from the work of God as far as you can Another side was is to become so jealous in God's work
我只要讲一个点呢，可能我们就很清楚
So I'd like to bring just one point to make it very clear to you
我们这个肉体啊很喜欢外貌很喜欢体面对吧
Our flesh likes appearance
这个肉体这个东西实在很诡诈的
So we know that the flesh is very cunning
我去中国大陆啊
I visited mainland China
我也不晓得为什么很多中国大陆的弟兄姊妹看见我就叫我孙老师
Brother and sister there often call me teacher son
诶他一叫啊我这个里面有一种很舒服的感觉啊。
So when whenever they call me that title, I felt very good inside of me.
立刻我知道不对了，这个是肉体。
So I immediately noticed that actually it is wrong because it came from flesh.
所以你看，这些基督教里面呢，弄了很多这些名堂。
So you see, in Christianity, there are many titles.
啊，什么主席啊？
The chairman.
还有部长呢？还有部长，灵修部长。
There's a 部长。The leader. Ministers.
那么还有，我们都知道还有什么委员呢、啊？哦，这些东西都有啊。
And also members.
所以我记得好多年前我到新加坡碰见一个弟兄，很久没见到他。
So many years ago, I went to Singapore and met a brother who we haven't met for many years.
很高兴，掏了个名片给我。
So in that occasion that he handed me the business card.
结果一看上面，哇，九个衔头。
I saw that business card. He had nine titles.
很得意，他那个样子。
So he felt very proud.
你知道我们人喜欢这些东西啊。
You see that the men like these things.
我们说我们都是弟兄姊妹不好吗？
So are we just satisfied by calling each other brothers and sisters?
如果我们在弟兄之外再加一点什么东西，哎，就觉得很舒服，对不对？
But we like to add something to this brother.
所以呢，弟兄姊妹，我不是讲别人，连我的肉体都喜欢这个东西。
See, I'm not talking about others. I just talk about myself because my flesh also like these such titles.
他们叫我孙老师，我说哎，哪里，别，不行，我说我不是老师。
So whenever they call me teacher son, I'll say no, I'm not your teacher.
但是不可否认，我里面的肉体是喜欢的。
But in my heart, my flesh likes that title.
但是我知道这个是错误的东西。
But I know that it is wrong.
圣经明明主告诉我们不要叫人叫你叫师父嘛，对不对？
Bible,
叫老师。
Bible tells us very clearly, do not call others teachers.
所以我们弟兄姊妹们，我们宁愿永远站在个弟兄，站在个姊妹的地位上。
所以 we want to forever stand in the position of brotherhood.
因为这是生命的。
Because it is connected to life.
这个不是人建立的东西。
It is not the things that human being established.
教会什么监督长老什么东西的这些东西啊都是怎么样叫人的肉体啊能够欢喜的东西。
The titles such as supervisors and bishops, they all promote our flesh.
所以难怪你看见很多教会里面大家为这个争这个头破血流的。
So many churches actually they try to gain these positions and they are fighting each other.
因为我们人喜欢形式主义。
Because we like the exterior things.
啊，那么呢，还有就是喜欢呢律法主义。
And we also like the law.
保罗讲这个呢就不被圣灵引导的。
So Paul says.Such are not led by the Spirit.
今天外异教中有很多人靠修行，靠人遵行这个。你看基督徒中间也有很多这样的情形。
We see that outside religions, they pursue such things. But many branches in the church also pursue such things.
我跟你讲很有趣的是，我从前有个同工姊妹，她是很律法主义的。
So we know that this sister before they work with us and.She is such a legalistic.
有一次我们从温哥华呢到西雅图。
One day we are from
Vancouver to Seattle.
We travel from Vancouver to Seattle.
那么第二天呢，我们就从西雅图回 Vancouver.
Next day we travel from Seattle back to Vancouver.
那么经过了这个海关的时候啊
，When we pass through the custom,
这海关的官员问说：“你去了几天？去了多久啊？”
So that the officer at the custom asked us, how long have you stayed in the United States?
我想昨天来的今天回去两天嘛，我说两 two days.
So, I told him that 2 days because yesterday I came and today I'm leaving. So just 2 days.
结果我车还没开多远呢。
So right before I drove too far away.
那后面一个姊妹就说了，你真的去了两天吗？
The sister in the back seat says, "Are you sure you stayed there for 2 days?"
昨天来，今天回去不是两天吗？
I said, "Yes, I came here yesterday and leaving today. It's 2 days."
他说不对。
He says, "No."
你应该告诉他是十几个钟头，多少分多少秒。哎呀，我。
She says, you should have told that officer how many hours plus how many minutes you stay in the United States.
他说你这样讲才对的。
So you have to correctly answer his question in this way.
哇，所以我常常讲一个姊妹，你这个法利赛人，你这个真是厉害。
So I often call her a Pharisee.
她就是这么要求，这么严格。So
she's very legalistic.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要笑啊！我们知道在侍奉中，我们常常很有时候犯这个错误。
So, you know, it's not a funny matter because we often make such a mistake in serving the Lord. So in Philippians, Paul warned us very severely. He said, if we follow the flesh, then we become enemy of cross.
这种用肉体来成全神作为的东西到处都是。
So we can see that many works of the Lord today actually are full of flesh.
这就变成了一个很大的一个危机。
So it becomes a great crisis.
对不起，我的时间没有了啊，我只能简单的说一下。那么第五个点就是呢，不照着基督。
The fifth point is that not according to Christ.
就在我们的生活侍奉中呢，没有标准啊。Meaning
that there's no standard in our life and in our service.
其实神已经给我们一个标准。Well,
God has given us.
基督是标准。
Christ is our standard.
所以我们应该照着基督。So
we should do everything according to Christ.
结果呢，我们照着遗传，照着世上的小学。
But instead, we follow the law according to our traditions, according to the elementary school in the world.
今天的地上的教会你就看见了,这个非常的混乱。
So in the church, you see this chaos.
就跟这个世界上的情形一样。
So we are actually the same as was in the world.
我们知道这个世界已经没有标准了。
We know that there's no standard in this world anymore.
这是美国大选，大家都有很切身的感觉。So
this past election, we all feel very close home.
你看见美国呢，没有了一个标准呢。Because
America lost the standards.
啊，这个叫大家都很害怕，对不对？
So it makes everyone very nervous.
教会更是这样。In
the church,
你没有一个标准呐。There's
such a condition also exists.
多么可怕！
We don't have a standard.
那么还有第六个点啊。
Serious, and now this is sixth point.
啊，不持定元首，这个在罗马哥罗西书里面。
We are not holding on to the head.
在教会里面，我们看不见元首的地位。
So in the church, we don't see the position of the head.
人的地位，组织的地位代替了。
We see that it's replaced with human positions. And organization.
我想我不解释了啊，弟兄姊妹，我提一下第七个点。
So I don't want to explain this point. So now seventh point is.
还有一个可怕的东西就是。
Another very the dangerous thing.
一种妥协的灵。
Is the compromise, the spirit of compromise.
对基督徒来讲，这个妥协就是不按真理而走了。
So for Christians, the compromise means that we do not walk according to the truth.
我们没有在真理里的自由。
So we don't have the freedom in the truth.
主要什么呢？人情世故太厉害。Because
we fall into the human sentiment.
天然的感情呢？So
the natural of sentiment.
支配教会也是支配的非常厉害。The
dominance all the affairs in the church.
啊，我们能感觉说，比方说我喜欢一个人。So
like, for example, that I like a person.
哎呀，我真的是很喜欢韩弟兄啊。So
I like Brother Han very much.
他讲什么都是对的。So
whatever he says is right.
对吧？那么另外一个人讲的对的，他也是错的。Another
brother I don't like that. Whatever he says is wrong.
这是我们天然的感情的东西。Because
it is from our human sentiment.
明明有的时候多东西来，你觉得是不对的，但是因为什么天然的感情，哎，我们说好了，可以了，没关系。
Even sometimes a person make a mistake, but because of a natural sentiment, we think that this is okay.
啊，这个东西啊，在我过去的侍奉中啊。 弟兄姊妹们，我有的时候真的有时候碰见这些，心里很苦啊。
So in my past experience, I encountered such things, and it's very bitter for us.
这个天然的感情呢，这是真的是一个可怕的东西。
So natural sentiment is very dangerous thing.
啊，所以我常常有时候喜欢引用一个人的说法。
So I like to quote another.Brothers saying,
不是弟兄、
it's,
你们知道这个柏拉图啊，柏拉图是希腊的一个哲学家，很有名的哲学。
Yeah, this person is a Plato. Plato.
他是亚里士多德的学生。
He was a student of Aristotle. Aristotle.
反正你们年轻人也听懂，知道。
Yeah, so he told that who,
you know,
the person that I refer to.
亚里士多德学生、
yeah.
他对他这个老师是非常的爱的
So he respected his teacher a lot.
但他说了一句很有名的话
But he said this very famous word
他说我爱我的老师
He says I love my teacher
但是我更爱真理
But I love the truth more
弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters
那么今天我们作为神的儿女
Today as the children of God
我们能说这样的话吗
Can we say such a word as well?
我们生活侍奉应当以真理作为衡量。
So our life and service have to be measured by the truth.
不是根据人。
Not based on human.
他即使是我们最爱的、最崇拜的，但是真理不对，不行。
No matter how lovely or likable that person is to us, if he's not in truth, then it's wrong.
我知道你这样做，你要付代价的。
I know that we need to pay the price if we do such a thing.
你会失去很多朋友的。
We may lose many friends.
我讲这个话，我里面是很有感触的。
Because when I say this, I really feel something in me.
这几十年过来，因为呢，主怜悯我们，能够有一点心持守真理，不知道失去多少朋友。
So for these years, because we have a heart to hold on to the truth, we lost so many friends.
本来有些想捧捧你的，结果呢，这也都没办法了。
So those who try to flatter you up, they just gave up.
求主给我们恩典。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
我们个人需要按真理行。
We need to act in the truth.
记得教会那是真理的柱石和根基。
So remember that church is the pillar and foundation of the truth.
我们不能用我们的人情做了妥协。
So we cannot compromise because of human sentiment.
让真理受伤。
So that we will harm the truth.
或者牺牲真理。
Or we sacrifice the truth.
这样，弟兄姊妹们，我们就没有办法为主做见证。
If we're in a such condition, then we're not able to bear testimony of Christ.
这也是我们今天所遇见的非常大的危机。
So this is also another great crisis we face.
最后一点。
So the last point.
就是因为，尤其我们在美国。
Especially we're in America.
的基督徒。
Those who live in America.
这个世界啊，这个物质的东西，对我们来讲也造成危机。
So materialism in America caused a crisis.
常常考验我们里面爱主的心。
So it tests our love towards the Lord.
我在中国大陆提醒他们。
In China, that I warn them
or
remind them.
他们在一个农业社会的一个背景。
In the past, they live in the farmland. Agriculture.
这不是工业社会。
They are not industrial the world.
所以人的生活很简朴。
So they live in a very simple way.
大量的弟兄姊妹们呢，追求爱主。
So many brothers and sisters they pursue the Lord.
哎，现在呢，中国大陆改变。
Now the environment changed.
哇，有时候我到中国大陆去啊，我都感觉呢，我们很土啊。
So the, sometimes I went to China, I felt like I looked very awkward, out of fashion.
在中国呢，这个现在穿的，尤其年轻的一代，那真是时髦的很。
So today's young people, they dress in China is very fashionable.
所以几年前我就警告他们了啊。
But so I warned them in many years ago.
我说你们在一个转换的过程中。
You're at the turning point.
啊，美国呢，我们知道早期的新教徒时代，他们那个敬虔爱主是多么的好啊。
In America, we know that in the past, the Puritans, descendants of Puritans, they loved the Lord. They lived a very simple life.
物质的享受把很多基督徒的这个信仰都打下去了。
But the materialism later developed, destroyed many faith of Christians.
我说我们在台湾的时候也经过这个环境。
In Taiwan, we experienced the same thing.
哇，早期的时候，你看弟兄姊妹们那个聚会人数众多。
In earlier days, the church is full of brothers and sisters.
哎，慢慢的这个社会改变了，这个物质的越来越丰富了。
As the society changes and the material become abundant,
很多基督徒呢就不像以前那样的追求。
So that hindered brothers and sisters, many brothers and sisters from pursuing the Lord.
中国正在这个转换的过程中。
So I told them that China, now you're at the turning point.
感谢主还保守了很多弟兄姊妹很爱主。
But thank the Lord that out of His mercy that God still keep many brothers and sisters who love the Lord, even today.
年轻人已经被这个世界拖走。
But also, I saw many young people, they're lost in the world.
所以这个也对教会产生一种的危机。
So this also created a crisis at the church.
所以求主施恩怜悯我们。
So may the Lord have mercy on us.
当然了，我们知道在跟随主的路上，人所制造的这种危机是很多的。
We know that as we follow the Lord, we can encounter many crises made by man.
那么今天晚上呢，我把这几个比较重要的点拿出来和弟兄姊妹们讲。
So tonight I just bring about these important points to share with you.
我再说啊，主给我们的机会不多。
I'd like to stress again that we don't have much time.
如果我们在这一个点上有了差错，弟兄姊妹们，你将来可能要咬牙切齿的懊悔。
If we made a mistake on one of these points, then when we see the Lord, we will gnashing our teeth.
所以求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
在今天这个充满危机的一个时代里面。
Even today, there is full of a crisis.
但愿因我们跟从主。
But because we follow the Lord.
跟从主的话。
Follow His word.
跟从圣灵的带领。
Follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
跟从十字架的经历。
Follow the path experience of the cross.
让我们能躲开这许多的危机。
So we can avoid such crisis.
在不多的日子里面，能在主所喜悦的路上把它走到路中。
So in the near future, we can follow the Lord to the end.
希望弟兄姊妹们，我们这些日子好好的思想一下。
So I hope that the brothers and sisters think deeper these days.
愿主救我们脱离这个可怕的时代。
So that we can be delivered from this dangerous time.
所以今天晚上呢，我就把我个人在主面前心中一点的负担和感觉，那么很自由就交通给大家。
So tonight that I freely share my burden in my heart with the brothers and sisters.
愿主祝福。
May the Lord be gracious.
我们请低头在一点祷告。
Let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, our heart is full of thanksgiving.
时代可以改变。
Yes, time can change.
你永不改变。
But you never change it.
你的旨意不改变。
Your will never change.
你的道路也不改变。
Your path never changes.
虽然今天我们生活在这个充满危机的时代里面。
Though we live in a very dangerous time.
只有你能保守我们。
Only you can keep us, preserve us.
保守我们永不失脚。
You keep us so that we will not slip.
不被这些错误的东西所影响。
So that we will not be influenced by these mistakes.
主啊，只有你能引导我们直到路中。
Only you can lead us until the end.
你回来的日子迫近。
The day of your coming is approaching.
求你向我们施怜悯。
May you be gracious, merciful to us.
用你大能的手握住我们。
In your mighty hand, keep us.
主啊，保守每一个弟兄姊妹。
May you keep everyone's sister.
也保守各地的聚会。
And also the gatherings in all places.
我们仰望你自己的怜悯。
We look up to your mercy.
谢谢你，你是爱我们的主。
Thank you because you love us.
你必按照我们的心愿成全你自己的作为。
According to our desire, you may fulfill your will.
我们把深处的感谢归给你。
We want thank you from bottom of our heart.
垂听我们的祷告。
In Jesus' name, we listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.